Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us today. I know that some of you, it may be the morning and you're joining us this morning. Some of you, it may be throughout the day or even the week, but we're so grateful that you joined us. And we're just going to take a few minutes today and wrap up our series on the names of God. I really think it's so fitting that we are finishing up what has been an incredible series on Christmas Day. We've spent the month talking about Wonderful Counselor and Mighty God and Everlasting Father. And today we're going to speak about Jesus, our Prince of Peace. And for me, as I was reflecting on what Christmas is for me and thinking about all the memories that I've had, I have such wonderful memories of Christmas growing up. For the first 12 years of my life, we didn't spend Christmas in our home. We went to Texas. Sometimes after candlelight service, we'd hop in the car and drive all night to get to be with our extended family in Texas. And those Christmases were wonderful. They were wild and they were full. We have so much family there. And I have memories of opening gifts and being with cousins and all these great things. But what that meant for us as a family here is we would open Christmas presents early. We would open them before Christmas. And as a little kid, that was pretty fun because I got to brag to all my friends about getting to open my presents early. But I just remember that those days, whether they were a week before Christmas or a few days before Christmas, that our house was always filled with peace. And I didn't really notice that until I got older. As I reflected back that those mornings, yes, I was a kid and I was anticipating opening presents and doing all those things, but our home was peaceful. And I really do think that part of that is because we would start the morning by reading the Christmas story. And from the age that I can remember learning how to read, I know that it was a painstaking process as I was learning to read the Christmas story, but my family would sit and wait, and we would take turns each year, and some years we would take turns who reading different parts of the scripture. But you know, Isaiah 9:6 was always a part of that. And as a child, you don't necessarily understand the meaning behind all that, but it's getting in your heart. And I'm just so grateful that I have those memories of Christmas where Jesus was truly at the center. And, you know, this morning as we continue and wrap up this series, I want to start, of course, by reading the scripture that's really anchored us. And it's Isaiah 9, verse 6, and it says, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. And as I was praying about and studying about Jesus being Prince of Peace, I recognize that there are so many directions we can go. Peace is one of those huge topics that we have to discuss. And as I just kept digging and learning, I really recognized that peace is just one of those things that the world and individuals are searching for all the time. They are looking for peace. Our world is full of struggles and hardships, and you know, our brains are always playing the what ifs. What if this happens, or what if that happens, or a family member gets a health diagnosis that's not exactly favorable, or you know, around the holidays there can be arguments and misunderstandings. There can just be so much that is going on, and we lack peace. And we're always striving to find it, to look for it. But something that I really discovered is that sometimes when all that's going on, we've got to just stop right where we are when we're feeling overwhelmed, and recognize that peace is not an emotion or a feeling that we're chasing after. Peace is actually a person. Peace is Jesus. Think about that. The peace that we are longing for comes in our Savior, in Jesus. It's not something that we feel. You receive it, you experience it, but it's not something that you can really attain on your own because of external circumstances. You know, when you think about the Christmas story, on the night that Jesus was born, the angels declared, "Glory to God in highest heaven and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." The angels declared peace on earth when Jesus was born. From that moment that Jesus was born, peace was declared over the earth. And I really believe that's because Jesus was here. He was finally here. People were longing for his return, much like we do now. But peace was brought to the earth in the form of a person. And yes, circumstances didn't necessarily change around the people, but the people who came to know Jesus were brought peace. You know, Jesus spoke about living in peace with God, and because Jesus came and died, we can live at peace with God. He gave us that gift. And not only did he bring it to the earth at that time, bring us peace with God, but when he ascended back into heaven, he left us with peace. John 14, 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Don't let your heart be troubled or fearful." You know, I love being reminded that God does not give us things the way the world gives us things. The way the world presents peace is that it's something that you experience when there's no turmoil around you. But that's not the kind of peace that we receive in Jesus. Peace is a gift. It's a gift given to us, and we have to learn how to walk in that peace every single day. Philippians 4, 6 through 7, Paul speaks of a peace that surpasses all understanding. The whole verse is this: "Don't worry about anything, but in everything, through prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and mind in Jesus Christ." You know, I think that this is one of my favorite verses. I just love that beautiful image of a peace that surpasses our understanding. That's a really impactful thing as a follower of Jesus that we get to experience. But if you recognize in that scripture, it says, "Present your requests, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and mind." There's an exchange that has to happen for us to receive that peace. We have to present our requests. And what that means to me is we have to have relationship with the person who gives it. And we think, oh, well, God knows everything. He knows all our circumstances. Of course he does. But we still have a part to play in communicating what it is that we need, what it is that we're lacking, and we have to go to him. That's what relationship is. You know, when my heart and mind are feeling anxious, sometimes I'm without words for how I'm feeling. And sometimes that's when I have to just stop and say, "Help. Help me, Jesus." And that's all I can say in a moment. I don't have words for what's going on. But when I open that door, when I invite him in to my circumstances, things begin to change around me and in me. When we receive Jesus, we receive that gift of peace, but it has to be a relationship with the Father and with the Son and with the Holy Spirit. That's where the true peace comes from. You know, the most peaceful people that I know are the people who have a deep, meaningful, day-to-day, moment-by-moment relationship with Jesus. Those are the peaceful people I know. And it's not that they're doing anything that I can't do. It's just that they have honestly received the gift of peace that comes from knowing Jesus. You know, when we receive Jesus, we receive a lot of gifts, a lot of beautiful things, but I don't think we recognize that we receive peace when we receive him into our life. You know, when we receive Jesus, he never leaves us. He never forsakes us. That's where the peace comes, in knowing that he is always, always with us. Circumstances around you are always going to try to rob you of your peace. I think that we are always hoping that all the things will settle down around us and then we'll have peace. That's not going to happen. It's not the world we live in. To walk in peace, we have to be in communion and relationship with Jesus. And that's where the peace will come from. If you feel uncertain or unsettled for any reason right now, I pray that you can recognize that your answer is in Jesus. It's not in something external. It's in Jesus. The peace you are searching for can only be found in him because he is peace. Remember that no one can take away your peace because Jesus is with you. He promised he would never leave you. He is in it with you. And I think that when we start to recognize that peace is not something we're searching for feeling or externally, but that it's something that's inside of us because Jesus is inside of us, with us, working, then people on the outside will begin to notice that we're different. And they'll begin to ask questions about why is that not upsetting? Why is that not frustrating? Why is that not stealing your peace? And you can answer that it's because Jesus is in you and he is the Prince of Peace. Today, I pray that peace overwhelms you wherever you are, whether that's in your car, whether you're sitting down and watching this with your family, or maybe you're by yourself. The truth is you aren't actually by yourself because Jesus is with you. But our lives, our homes, the places that we have contact with should always be sanctuaries of peace, not because of anything that we have done, but because the Prince of Peace, Jesus, is always present. Let's just take a moment and pray as we wrap up. Father, we just come before you right now and we thank you for Jesus. Thank you for sending him to be the Savior that we so desperately need. And Lord, you have shown us through this series that he is many things to us. He is a counselor. He is mighty God. He is everlasting Father. And he is Prince of Peace. He is all of those things to us at all times, whenever we need it. Help us not forget that as we go about our day-to-day lives. Help us recognize that he is everything we need in every moment that we need him. It's in Jesus' name we pray, amen. I just wanna say thank you so much for joining us, whether it's Christmas Day or the week after Christmas. We're just so grateful that you would take the time to be with us. And we just wanna remind you that we will be back in service on Sunday, January 1st, New Year's Day, and we have some special things for you. We look forward to seeing you then.